Desiree, D-E-S-I-R-E-E. Last name Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, 118. Desiree is here today because she has disc protrusion in her lumbar spine. She wants a refill of pain pills, which I denied earlier today. We had a lengthy discussion in regards to prescription narcotic abuse. She's 21 years old. She starts crying in the room. She states she can't even take care of her two kids if she doesn't have the pain pills. I reviewed her drug usage on the Oregon prescribing site. It appears that she's only getting pain pills from our office, other than the physiatrist who gave her prescription once, and she had told me about that. Her urine drug screen today tests positive for marijuana and for opiates. She states she smokes marijuana 3 times a day because it takes the edge off if she doesn't have pain pills. She doesn't want to use the pain pills. She saw the neurosurgeon as I had recommended. He's obviously reluctant to take her to surgery because of her age, and he's not sure that this would be beneficial to her. He also told her that she doesn't need to go to physical therapy or try injections if they didn't help her. Objective exam unchanged. .OP colon lumbar disc protrusion. Plan. At this time, I'm going to switch her birth control pills. We did discuss whether or not endometriosis could be playing a role. Apparently, her low back pain gets worse around her periods, and it's almost unbearable. I discussed a drug contract with her. I told her she could only get 50 pills a month, no more than that. She needs to supplement with ibuprofen. She needs to do back stretches and exercises. We discussed lifting. At this point, we're going to switch her birth control pill. I'll see her back in 4 weeks to see if she has any improvement with a new pill, and we'll go from there.